Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, December 21st, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and we want to encourage you today. We titled today's message, Crippled Lambs, and a rather unusual verse to use prior to the Christmas season, just two messages away, but from Mark 2, verse 17.
On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners."
I have a lot of favorite writers. I suppose it depends on the type of material I'm interested in. I read Chuck Colson for cultural analysis, Dr. James Dobson for practical advice on marriage and family issues, Jerry Bridges, who would not be as familiar to me, for sharp theological insights, and many, many more through the years. But for many years, my favorite devotional writer has been Max Lucado. When we pastored, Brooksine would always prepare a story for the children during the Christmas Eve service. Several times she read a book by Max Lucado on Christmas Eve called The Crippled Lamb. She is a very expressive reader, and I'm sure there just may be some people reading this devotional who may recall her telling the story, with all the little children sitting on the floor around her as she sat in a rocking chair, usually. We would have the lights down low and many candles lit all throughout the sanctuary. My, how I enjoy Christmas Eve services.
Well, the story, Crippled Lamb, reminds us that God has a special plan for each life in spite of whatever may cripple us. We may base the designation crippled on certain standards of what we perceive as normal, and particularly apply it in a physical sense. Some certainly have a lot more overcoming to do than others, and some bear a heavy load that only I can imagine. But in reality, we are all sick and in need of the great physician who redeems sinners.
Let us rejoice this season in the truth of the birth of God's Son, Jesus Christ, who came to seek and to save that which was lost. We are all crippled lambs, and regardless of whatever may cripple us or to what extent, God is able to redeem as we turn to Him and rely on His wisdom and strength.
Let's pray. Father, without the shed blood of Your Son, Jesus, we are weighed down by the shackles of sin. It spreads as a disease from our hearts to our minds, separating us from our Creator and making us a bondslave to Satan. Thank You for sending Jesus, who by His intense love and sacrificial death freed us from the sin that ensnared us. He turned our mourning into dancing as He lifted our condemnation, replacing it with eternal hope. Thank You for the Christ of Christmas, who shines His light for all to see and offers freedom to all held captive. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing the prayer with us today. Thank you, podcast listener, for listening. This message is prepared Friday morning, December 21st, although we realize it may be days or weeks or even months down the road when you may be listening to it. It is, however, a Christmas message. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Today we do have some photos of lambs on the site if you care to go to it and look. Some suggested music, but most importantly a new message we have up today is our annual 2007 Weber Christmas newsletter. This year we've prepared it entirely for web distribution, and that gives me the opportunity to put lots of pictures up throughout the year of our lives. Anyone that would choose to print it out may do so, but we expect in most cases it will be just read on the screen. That will be up, by the way, for several days on our site, but it's up beginning today, our 2007 Weber Family Christmas Newsletter. As I share this, and Brooksine is still right here beside me, she's still got some final editing to do on it, but we expect that to be done by the time we post the message today. Thanks again for taking a few moments to listen with us today, and may you realize the great joy of knowing Christ.